One of the things that we've been learning at Ignite is how much God values and loves people. He's really passionate about them. It's one of the qualities of God that Beryl read out. And nowhere more so do you understand and learn that when you go on a mission trip. And there is an opportunity in the Ignite year to do a mission trip. And 11 of us went to Albania this year and had an amazing time. And God's heart in every single mission situation was just so apparent in the Christians working on the ground. And he just birthed such a love in each of our hearts for the Albanian Roma people that we met. And we could just see his heart working and moving in all the different mission situations. And during the Ignite year, Johnny's heart has been touched by a special people group in Mozambique. And she's going to come up now and talk to us about that. Johnny.
Thank you, Paul, for that lovely worship, always bringing joy. And I also have two other people to thank, too, that are here today, don't normally come to this church, my mother, Susan, and my husband, Ian. Thank you very much for coming and supporting me. Right, okay, so I did the Ignite course, and I was actually quite frightened before I did the Ignite course, and I'm glad you spoke about worrying, because I was worried about the essays that I had to do, talking in public, and all of those other things. And I had this belief, and I believed with the Lord anything is possible. And that said quite a lot, but it's important that we live by that as well. And so that's what I did. I took on the course, and there were two lots of essays that I did that were 2,000 words. And for somebody who's partially dyslexic, that isn't easy, I can tell you. And then after that, I did, for our mission project, I decided to do something in my gifting. And my gifting is art. And so I decided to do something in my gifting to gift to another community. So I feel really honoured to be able to do that. And the community that I picked is the Koti community in the northern coast of Mozambique. The reason for that being Mozambique itself, I speak Portuguese, I grew up in Portugal, and I just felt like God had put Africa on my heart, so that's why I went with that. And to do that, it was quite a challenge for me because I'd never actually been there, I'd never met these people, and so I had to do some proper research. And I'm really pleased that Julian Bullen helped me through that. He's done a lot of mission work there. He's helped with lots of things, including flood relief and building a community centre. So I was really grateful for his help. I didn't actually meet up with him because he's been really busy, but I exchanged a few emails. And basically, I'll tell you a very brief story because I haven't got very much time about that community. The Inangoje, it's basically an old Arab port. So they're actually descendants from Arab traders that are there that mix with the community. And it's basically quite a lot Muslim community there. And anyone that tried to preach the gospel or talk to them or share the word with them was always met with, well, they weren't very friendly towards them and they weren't open to the word. Right up until very recently, the late 1990s, a Japanese mission went out there and they spoke to the Koti chief and he was open and understood. And he said, can you go out to the other islands and spread the word? And so he wrote a list of 12 islands. And what happened next was they set sail and they actually came across a nasty storm and like something out of Paul, shipwrecked off the island of Malta, they were shipwrecked in this island they didn't even know. In fact, it was the island of Buzu and that wasn't even written on the list. So they totally weren't expecting to be there. The people that were there, you know, they were a bit confused as well. And so they came out from under the coconut trees and they built this fire and they started singing songs and then they shared Jesus with them. And they were open to that, miraculously, because before that hadn't happened. And one of the people said, we believe that God has come, has asked you to come. and give the word to us, and we want you to come back and tell us more. So then, within a year, 60 people on the island of Buzu were baptized. And then from there on, they discipled 12 men, and they went out to the islands to spread the news right across. Unfortunately, within 3 years, the island of Buzu was consumed by the sea, but by then the people had all gone out to the other islands to spread the news. Now, for me, I think that's really incredible, but what I like to hear about is lives transformed. I like to hear about what happens to communities when they start to change what... It's something that happens internally, but it's to change the way they act, the way they do things, the way they think. And so before these people had come and they'd shared Jesus with them, there was very much this sort of throwaway marriage way of doing things. Some of them were married 5 times. There was infidelity. And because of that, there were a lot of abandoned children. So it wasn't good for families generally. And after this transformation, that completely went with the people that were the followers of Jesus. So they started doing things completely in a different way. And instead of spending their time being unfaithful, they spent their time spreading the news across to the people in that community, that Koti community. And so that makes me really excited. And for this project, I had to do a few things. I had to look at the identity of these people, because what I was going to do, or what I have done, is a banner for this Koti church. And so I had to look at several things. One of them was the environment, where they live. What does that look like? The surroundings, their houses. I had to look at the food. Very poor people. They live off the land. There's no super. They don't go down to the supermarket. They live off whatever is there. So that's part of them as well. And also, to deliver a message in this banner that talks about how God has affected them. Now, I mean, obviously, I'm going to write the name of the church, which I'm going to say in Portuguese, and later I'll try and say it in Koti. It's called O Caminho da Verdade, which means the true way. And in this, so in sort of doing all this research, I also found out about the teachings as well. I'm going to show you a clip in a minute that shows you everything coming together, but not just yet. And they didn't teach people to turn away from Islam and become Christian. They taught people to turn away from sin and follow Jesus. And that was just as simple as that. And there were 5 main things. So instead of the 5 pillars of Islam, I want to get this right, so I've written it down. The first thing, to love God and man. Second, to call on Jesus and be saved. Third, to listen to his voice and obey. Fourth, to come together and worship. And 5, to tell others about the true way. So, I mean, and in on that, of course, then they've started to translate the Bible into Koti, which is really great. They started with the Gospels, and then they've gone on to do other things as well. And I just want to go back to, because I'm wandering a bit now, to the actual banner. So in doing the banner, I had 3 sources. So I had the lovely Julian Bullen, and I had, that's not sitting over there, but I know somebody who knows him very well, and I had my research, but I also had to get inspiration. And what is inspiration? It's God breathing life into something. So, and through that, it comes through prayer. And I must say, there were things that came up doing this banner that were challenges for me. And I had to get over that. And it might be very clear, because I'm just looking at the size of the screen, it might be very clear what challenges they were. Because what I'm going to do here is show you a time lapse of me creating this banner from beginning to end. And it's over a process of a whole week. I was completely obsessed with it. I was just, the whole time, my husband will tell you, I just couldn't stop doing that banner. That was all I did, day in, day out. And I just got so much joy out of it. I really did. And I still get joy out of looking at it. And I hope this is a real blessing for those people, that Koti tribe and those people all in Mozambique. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Mary to play the clip. It's not got any music because we're not terribly technical. Well, I'm not incredibly technical. But you can see, I didn't realise it's taken from quite a high point. So you can see all the stuff going on around it as well. So you can see shoes moving, dogs, all sorts of things. But it gives you an idea that it's the passage of time going. And then I'm going to ask some lovely friends to get the banner out and I'm going to talk you through it. So Mary, if you could just play that. It's a very short piece of film, and then I'll explain the banner through to you. Right, okay, so...
thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to ask two friends to just come up and bring the banner out. I'm going to take a picture of it later, and I'm going to send it to Julian Bullen so he can see what it looks like. Do you want to just kind of bring it over here and then I can sort of talk through it? Right, so as you can see, I've taken environment into consideration. Tahiki ya hahiki, I think. That's what the church is called. And that means the true way, right at the top there. This is the environment that they're in. So this is the way they fish. And these are the sailing boats. These are very similar to sailing boats in Portugal, actually. My mum will vouch for that. And this is a typical Mozambican fish. Then we've got the five. Now, I don't know if you noticed on that film, there were actually six footprints. And I only noticed it's when you're doing things like you're really close to either sign people who make signs and people who make flags. If you're really close to something, you're actually not properly sometimes concentrating on exactly how it looks in the big picture. I put six footprints on there. I had to take one off because it's supposed to be five footprints, the five prints to the way of truth. And I managed to do it. Thank the Lord. And so then here, this is the people having their baptism of fire that comes down. So it's just them rejoicing. And I had a bit of difficulty with that as well. Hands are really difficult to draw. One of the most difficult things to draw, in fact. And then this is about the food that they eat, the huts that they live in, and the environment that they're in. And I just wanted to read something. It's from Luke 3:16. John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but the one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you in Holy Spirit and fire. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. That was really interesting. And I just love the way that Ignite brings out all sorts of talents and creativity. That's really good. The next Ignite course 2015-16 starts in September. And quite a few people have expressed an interest in Evening Ignite. And I think five people have signed up for Day Ignite. But if that's you, you really do need to make the applications. That would really bless Jan and I, who want to make arrangements for next year. You can do that on the website or through the church office. And if you think about it over the next few days, we've already decided it needs to be in by the end of this month.